Hi, Joe Perez. How are you? You're first on the whole damn thing. And the first like. Thank you. Fivers, likes, and click on something new of mine. That's what I asked today. Okay. I can't compete. I can't compete with myself. You guys are, you know, watching and listening to old O&A every single day. It's very hard to compete with that. I understand. So why don't you do me a little favor and just click on something of mine today that's a bit on the newer side. All right? All right. Oh, heaven. I'm looking into alternate coffees. Saw a lady. She was promoting a mushroom coffee. How is that good? She's like, no, it really is delicious. They got 10 different mushrooms in this thing. I want to believe that I can find a coffee alternative, but I don't know. And then I was telling my wife, I'm like, well, if we're going to try some mushroom coffees, I would like them to give me some samples before I buy this garbage. Good morning, Cupcake and crew. Good morning. Hi, Al. How are you? Trump 2024. You know, when I get that every morning, I just say this. I hope it works out for you. Good luck with that, sir. We got Lewis, Tommy Festa, one of my big heroes. What's up, Tommy? Tommy promotes everything. Tommy clicks on a lot of new stuff. Follow Tommy Festa's lead and click on some new stuff for the kid. Thank you very much. There's some good stuff out there. Got to skip all the way to a super chat. They get precedent. Got Donald. Oh, Donald. What's up, Donald Bruce? $20. Oh, my God. You're going to make my voice go high. Greetings from Wisconsin. Oh, the Wisconsin thing again and the cheese curds. Oh, my. The only thing I like about Wisconsin is, I mean, you can't deny the cheese, obviously. You can't deny the damn cheese. But besides that, I would go with Voss, Chris Voss. Chris Voss is from Wisconsin. He's the lead singer of the record company. So, you know, that's one thing I like about Wisconsin, but I don't know anything about it. I think Wisconsin is one of those states. It was supposed to be in Canada, right? You look at the map and you're like, wait a minute. All these people that, wait, okay. All these people over here. Oh, in this little scoopy area, they actually live, you know, south of a bunch of people that live in America. Why is this state way up high and Canada goes down here? Shouldn't this state, we cut it off right here and give it to Canada? It don't make no sense to me. XM202 Afro on the Twitch. Good morning, sir. How are you? You good? Mega Millions, 687 mil. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Could you imagine winning the Mega Millions jackpot at $678 million? That would almost pay my taxes in New York. Stupid New York. Coffee is good. You know, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to move over to mushroom coffee anytime soon. What's up, Bo? Morning. Well, what's up is that... It's going to be very, very cloudy and foggy once again here in New York City. It's been very, very crappy. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I think it's going to be like this for the rest of the week, which absolutely sucks a big one, if you want to know the truth. This March, man, this March knows what it's doing. By the end of the month, we'll also have snow. We'll have a nor'easter. We'll have probably like sleet and some of those fucking balls that come flying. That what's the ball thing that comes out of the sky out of nowhere? That's always special when that happens in the middle of summer, right? What are they called? this is the stupidest idea I've ever had in my life. Turning on the live stream right when I wake up. I mean, I jump in the shower. I brush my almost pearly whites. I try to fluff up and do something with this stupid hair. Told my hair cutter, hey, man, I don't want my hair short this time, all right? All right. And it's short. And then I turn this damn thing on, but that's all right. Hey, Andy, what's up? Nice hair transplant. Oh, looks good. Yeah, no hair transplant. I mean, I got to do some things up here, move this a little bit and move, you know, I got to move some things around. But I never went the hair transplant thing. But if it ever got to that point, I after seeing Mike Sapho, who went to Turkey, the hair transplant capital of the entire world, and he came back and his hair looked fantastic, I would go there. I would go there in a second and do it. Absolutely. But I would just tell him, like, look, don't give me the fake hairline. What do you mean? Just don't do it. Yeah, now you could put some in here willy-nilly, but don't give me the across the – that's what gives it away every single time. That's the thing they got to figure out. The hair transplant people, they need to hire legit artists that are starving. And they need to tell them, could you help us with this? Because we're making a lot of these men look like they have Barbie hair, Barbie doll hair. We need to figure out the front thing. I mean, we got this. We can fill that in nice, but we got to figure out how to make this look more natural across the entire forehead. Heard you're looking to get out of New York City. Check out South Carolina. Just saying. South Carolina. What do I know about South Carolina? I know the Outer Banks, but that's North Carolina, right? I had a sister that was a Gamecock. Don't yank me social media. South Carolina, that's their mascot. They're called the Gamecocks, and my sister went down there for a bit. She loved the University of South Carolina. That's all I know about South Carolina. What else do we know about South Carolina? Howard has no gray hair. Howard has no real hair either, right? I mean, come on. I did very well in the hair department for a very, very long time. And I'm a bunch of years younger than Howard Stern. So how the F does he still have that giant mop of hair? And for 20, 30 years, people were saying it was fake and he was denying it. Come on. He's going to have to switch off to the different wig soon, where, all of a sudden you come back from vacation and you put on your short wig and you just tell everybody you got a haircut during vacation. Greensboro is nice. I don't know what you're getting at. Is that where Anthony lives or something? Is that what you're getting at? I should move to South Carolina because that's where Anthony lives. Is that what the joke is that I missed that went wham? Getting older, lose hair from the top and get new hair above the crack. What the F with getting old? Oh, man. I don't have the crack hair yet. Oh, my God. I don't have the crack hair yet, Minaj. What's up, Michael Long? How are you? Good to see you. Hilton Head Island is nice. If you don't mind, no lights at night so the turtles can come lay eggs and birds stick around. Is that what they do in Hilton Head? Everyone has to turn off the lights so the turtles could nest and lay their eggs on the beaches. I'm learning this for the first time. I don't mind no lights though. Where I live, we're very respectful of each other and we don't have a lot of lights, which is very, very nice. I don't mind that. But they really do that. They make everybody turn off the lights. That's just terrible. Much love from Buffalo. Hey, all right, Georgie Jessel, much love from Buffalo. Right on. I love my Buffalo. I got a you're probably a Bills fan. I mean, when I lived up in Buffalo, I think there were seven people that weren't Bills fans. So the odds are you're not one of the seven that isn't a Bills fan. And in this building, I'm a huge Bills fan. And one of the doormen is a huge Bills fan. And we just babble about the Bills and Josh Allen and when they got knocked out of the playoffs again, it was a very, very sad day. We were so bummed. And then we were like, I guess next year is going to be the year of the Bills. And the Bills they're running out of time, man. You know, the shelf life of a football player is not that long. Not many guys get to have very long careers in the NFL. And how Josh Allen plays where he hurdles over people, plows through people. I mean, how many more years could he put that beating on his body? So it's now or never for the Bills. Could you imagine that with this great quarterback, Josh Allen, and they don't win a Super Bowl, and then they got to completely start all over again. Oh, my God. Charleston is okay. Rest of South Carolina is a dump. All right. I don't know. I don't know much about South Carolina. Ants do places in South Carolina. I figured it out. That's what the guy was getting at. There are people every day that obsess about the Opie and Anthony show. I mean, I guess that means we did something, you know. But I haven't seen the guy in 10 years, but people will obsess about it every day. Freedom, how much is that condo worth? And is it true you rented from Stuttering Joe? Bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? I have no connection to Stuttering John. I actually was nice towards the guy. I honestly didn't understand why he gets so much abuse online. I was very confused by the whole thing. So I was sort of a supporter from a distance, if you want to know the truth. And then I posted some Who Gives a Crap video. And I think the title on the video was a little clickbaity. And then the guy turned on me. I think Stuttering John turns on everyone eventually. He turns on me and just goes in full attack mode. And there we go. That's the whole thing. And I would go on this thing and I would really talk about and go, I really don't understand this. Where did this start? And why did all these people go after him on a regular basis? Had him on my podcast a couple times, and he certainly gave me some really good stories and a couple of decent episodes. And then it took one tiny misunderstanding that was explained to him by many people, including myself, and he just couldn't take it. And then he went on a full attack. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Oh, God, Chris Tartaglia, tell me about it. As long as it's not Pete Moss, that's where I'm at. Chris Tartaglia, if you're not reading comments as you listen to this, why do you lose the hair on your head, but your ear hair grows completely out of control? Dude, when I'm watching TV, I just go, it's my earlobe. I just pulling stupid hair, and some of them are like, I'm like, what's going on? That is a mystery of life, isn't it? You lose your hair on the top of your head, but it grows everywhere else. That's just stupid. Who's in charge of evolution? They F that one up. That's just dumb. But as long as it's not Pete Moss, man. Back in the day, me and Anthony would joke about this guy because we both knew him from different reasons. He owned a club. I think it was in Huntington. And Ant's band played there back in the day. And I would do gigs for the radio station at the same place. The guy who owned it had full-on black peat moss that was growing in and around his ear hole. It was vomit-inducing. It was unbelievable how gross it was. Gross. And we used to joke about we would call it peat moss. So for me, man, as long as that it's not peat moss and I can pull some wild ones and clean it up a little bit, that's good. I remember the day I was getting old. Get a haircut. Haircut after haircut after haircut. All right, you're done. Next. Keep it moving. And then one day, you know, the hair cutter is like, oh, wait, one moment. She stares, grabs the scissors and goes, snip, snip, snip. And cuts my eyebrows for the first time. I'm like, oh, my God, it has begun. If I don't cut my eyebrow hair, I would have one that would literally be this long. It would be that long. Kyle, what's going on? Good morning. Hope from Orlando. Oh, you're in Orlando too. That is true. Hilton Head. Okay, with the lights. They have to turn off the lights so the turtles could come to shore. I don't mind that. You know, I support the turtle rescue program way out east on Long Island. While we're just going about our stupid lives, there are turtles stranded and hurt on the beaches way out east, and a seal with shit just wrapped around its neck, and there's this couple great groups out there that save the turtles and the seals, and then they, you know, they nurse them back to health. Sometimes it takes over a year, and then in the summer, it's very festive. I've posted a couple videos of this over the years, but then a couple times in the summer, they release the turtles back into the ocean, and it's just no one's talking about Biden, no one's talking about Trump, no one's talking about the immigrants. It's just a wonderful living in the moment, festive day, and they release the turtles back to the damn ocean. And they have giant antennas on some of them. And then they try to tell you that the turtle doesn't even notice the giant antenna on its shell because, you know, they want to track the damn thing. And then you could go online and like, oh, my God, that's the turtle we saw released. And now look how far it is. So there you go. Kyle, you're the PGA's in Orlando this weekend, huh? I'll say it again, Kyle, definitely a big supporter of mine. I greatly appreciate it. And he works for the PGA. He's a cameraman. And what hole are you setting up on this week, my friend? And then I joked that I thought that these guys that work behind the scenes, I thought they roll into these towns, these golf courses on like a Wednesday night, and they're ready to go on Thursday. But no, man, Kyle is traveling all the time. But he sends me pictures. And Kyle, I don't know if I ever – showed my appreciation, but Kyle will send me pictures of his location. He's like, here, this is my view today or for the next few days. And it's fucking awesome. What a great gig. Maybe it's not a great gig to you. Maybe it's a grind at this point, but I went to a whole bunch of tournaments over the years and did the walk on the golf course to check everything out. And God, I loved it. And I thought to myself in another life, I wouldn't mind working for like the PGA or something. This looks like a lot of fun. The best part, Tiger played Shinnecock way out east on Long Island. That's in, where is it? Southampton. I think they had the US Open out there. He also did Bethpage Black a couple times. That was part of the US Open. And the funny thing about following Tiger Woods, which people don't understand, and this is in his prime, but I think it happens to this day. You'll see golfers go by. They got a couple people with them, maybe their wife or maybe a kid, maybe a manager that are walking. It's called inside the ropes with the golfer. You know, all the pedestrians like me and you, we have to stay outside the ropes. And then you could feel when Tiger's coming because the buildup is absolutely incredible. Kyle will back me up on this. And then he comes rolling through with – in his prime, it looked like it was 20 photographers. It was his mother at the time. It was his wife at the time, his small kids, just a wave. It could have been close to 100 people walking with him inside the ropes, which you rarely see on TV. You don't see that. It was unbelievable. But the best part about going to a tournament in Tiger Woods' prime, people, you would hear the people like, what do you want to do? You know, they get their map of the course and stuff. And they're like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What hole you want to go? Let's go follow Tiger Woods. Guarantee Kyle is laughing at that right now. Not that it's a hilarious joke, but it's a great observation because these people, they're convinced they could walk on a golf course in Tiger Woods' prime and just follow him for this tournament. No. The reality is if you want to see Tiger Woods live at a tournament, you're on the same golf course as him, you literally got to go 6, 7, 8 holes ahead and camp out. It's impossible to follow Tiger Woods around the course. Know what you get? You get to see Tiger Woods hit one golf shot. That's the reality of that. Because he hits his shot, maybe a 7-iron from the fairway, and then you're like, oh God, let's see where that went. And you try to follow. There's already 10, 12 people deep or along the entire course as Tiger comes through. It was a phenomenon back in the day. It was unbelievable. And then Tiger would leave, and then the next golfer would come by, and it was like way, way less energy, way less people, way less action. And there you go. Ant wrote another book about you. When is your book coming out? I don't know. I put everything I needed to say on my podcast, Opie Radio. There was a time I was talking about writing a book, and maybe I should just write it to write it, but I was really disheartened by the amount of money they offer people that write books these days. I was really disheartened. And the famous story is when me and Anthony were red hot, we had a book publisher that was going to, that was, I believe the number was $1 million each. I believe that was the number. I'll give you the number straight up. $1 million each to write a book. Just a quick mill. Quick mill. Oh, I'll take my quick mill. As now I'm begging for super chats, right? And we were red hot. The company got wind that we were going to write a book. We were meeting with a writer or two, but me and Anthony were like, we don't need a writer. We'll write it ourselves. Because back then, everybody was writing a book, and what it was a writer, and they just had you talk into a tape recorder or whatever, recording device, a phone. I guess you should just say a phone at this point. And then they would transcribe it, clean it up, and put it out as a book. That's not writing a book. When I think writing a book, you put pen to paper, and you sit there, and you go through the process or type it out. You know, I think typing it out on your computer is acceptable, too. But some of these celebrities, when they brag about being authors, they're not authors. They're talking into a phone, and then someone's job is to, like, clean it up and make it into a book. There's nothing impressive about that. So back in the day, it was around $1 million each. The company got wind that we were writing a book. And basically, they said, if you write about that baby Howard Stern, I added the baby part. I know you know that. If you write about that baby Howard Stern, you know he can't take it. They didn't say that either, but we could read between the lines. So if you write about that baby Howard Stern, we all know he can't take it. And then we're going to have to deal with his crap because he's going to be yelling and screaming at us. If you write about that baby Howard Stern, you're going to be fired. Cheers. So then my stupid agent, God bless him, he's no longer with us. He's like, well, I think you can still write a book, you know. I'm like, how do we write a book? See, many years have gone by now, obviously, so maybe this doesn't make sense to some of the younger people that are, finding ONA for the first time. But we had so much really interesting stories about Howard, the things he did to us behind the scenes, the time we crashed his press conference, just tons of amazing stories. And I go to my agent, Bob. I go, Bob, if we write a book and there's no Howard Stern in it, our fans will crucify us. Obviously, because they're crucifying us for the much, much smaller things these days. Can you imagine what the fan base would have done? Like, finally, the ONA book is out and there's no Howard Stern in it. Are you kidding me? So we had to say no to a pretty amazing offer at the time. And I was like, yeah, this Howard Stern is such a baby. Like, he can dish it out, but he can't take it. What's wrong with him? So then, you know, I don't know how many years ago it was now. Maybe it is a bunch of years, but we met about a book, and the money was just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, ah. So I kind of just put it over there. I just put it over there with a whole bunch of other things. I got a whole pile of things over there. What about a new radio show? I just put it over there. The Travelers here in Hartford is a lot of fun. We should go walk that one if Kyle is there. Hell yeah, man. I haven't walked the golf course for a tournament in a while. Every time the PGA was local, and it was mostly for the U.S. Open, we would go. We went up to Westchester a couple times. One day, people ask about career highlights and stuff. And I like talking about the things I got to do because we had the giant radio show. So SiriusXM was a huge sponsor for an event in Westchester. I'm trying to remember what golf course, but it doesn't matter to most people. Tiger Woods was playing. And we had some decent VIP access. And one of the things we got to do with our VIP badge, we were allowed to not go on the putting green. That's where the guys practice, you know, before they go out on the course. But we were able to have pretty much beach chairs right at the rope. And Tiger Woods is no more than 10 feet away from us just practicing putts. And I brought my father-in-law, and my brother was up there. What a moment. We're just sitting there going, can you believe? We're just watching Tiger Woods putt. I'm a huge golf fan. So to me, it was everything. And he was pretty much still in his prime. And it was actually after the round. You know, these guys, as soon as the round is over, they don't go and get, you know, dinner. They're so annoyed. They go and practice something. And in this case, Tiger hated his putting that day. So he went on the putting green and was putting. And we just stayed there. And I would look at my father-in-law. He would look at me. And we were basically saying to each other, we're cool, right? You want to stay longer? He's like, hell yeah. I'm like, yeah, I want to stay too. This is amazing. And it was just him just putting on the putting green. And there weren't a lot of people around. It was pretty much late in the day at that point. Congratulations to Jason Kelce. He decided to retire from football to be a full-time podcaster. That's pretty brave. Jason, congratulations on your retirement. I don't know why you would give up an NFL career to be a podcaster like everybody else, but good luck to you. Although, you know, the Kelce Brothers podcast, I listened to a couple episodes. You know, it's all right. They're not broadcasters. Half these people that podcast, they're not actual broadcasters. They don't really know what they're doing. But they do all right. And, you know, they're part of the next trend that's sweeping the nation. And that's the sports podcast, bitches. That is the next big thing. Every athlete feels like they need a podcast now so they could really talk some shit. Bring back. I wonder whatever happened to good old Marco. Good old Marco. Man, Marco was – let's go back to this. I'm scared to say the word because, like – a lot of these social media platforms, I don't know if you know this, they lean a little – wait, for you it would be this way. They lean a little to the left. So sometimes you say a word and all of a sudden they just yank your feet. I'm like, what did I do? So – but that guy on the screen, Marco, you know, he liked gentlemen. But he also was a big fan of Opie and Anthony. We were very, supportive. I always thought we were very supportive – of a bunch of groups back in the day. And one of them was, the group that enjoys The Gentlemen. And he was a huge fan of our show. And was it NSYNC tickets, guys, for the old timers? So Marco comes in and he wanted NSYNC tickets so bad. Maybe he wasn't a fan of Opie and Anthony, but for whatever reason, we would get these tickets for these, you know, really hot shows that had nothing to do with the type of show we were doing or our audience. But we always knew we could do something just outrageous with them. So we got a pair of NSYNC tickets. That's some of the stuff I would love to know and fill in the blanks. Like, how did it come across that we got NSYNC tickets? Because that just doesn't make sense. We were at WNEW. I don't think we were really syndicated yet. So this was only heard in New York. But the audio is absolutely online. I've tried to put it on my YouTube channel, but it was too scary. I'm like, there's too many problems in this audio to put it up on my channel. It was basically, what would you do for NSYNC tickets? And this guy, Marco, he's like, I will. And, you know, he said he would do something with a woman. And I can't believe we got away with this on radio because just talking about it all these years later on YouTube, I'm scared. It's one thing I do miss about satellite radio where you just go on and just babble. And you knew you weren't going to get yanked. The only place you could go on now and babble is Twitter. That's why, you know, Elon Musk is a very controversial figure. We all know that. But the one thing I love about Elon Musk, I know that my crap isn't going to be yanked from Twitter for the most part. You know, you still got to be smart, obviously. But these other platforms, I can't trust at all. I mean at all. So Marco, he's like, I'll do this with a woman. Think going to South Carolina. Think going to South Carolina. God, I hate that I have to talk around this. And then, he sees Hilton Head for the first time, and there were no turtles camping out. The lights are definitely off. And he freaked the F out seeing Hilton Head for the first time. He couldn't believe what he was seeing, and he was not happy about it. but Marco was a trooper. Marco got the job done. He didn't enjoy his visit to South Carolina, but you know, he certainly tried the local cuisine. Oh my God, I still have it. This is what you had to do on regular radio in Hilton Head in South Carolina with no turtles on the beaches. And then he got the hell out of there. And he quickly moved back to New York. And he left that studio that day with NSYNC tickets. Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. How we got away with that on regular radio, it's unbelievable. And here's why, I want to talk about how much regular radio sucks, like, every day. So we did that bit, got in no trouble with anybody. None. It was just a regular day for Opie and Anthony. I mean, to be completely honest with you. And then fast forward, the lawyers got involved and took all of that great stuff away from radio shows, not just ours, but everybody's. It's the only reason Howard moved over to Sirius. He was getting, strangled by the lawyers as well. Same lawyers, by the way. He had to deal with the same exact lawyers as we did. One of the lawyers, matter of fact, met him many years later. Not many years later, but I'm trying to think. No, we were still working for CBS, I guess. Some of this stuff gets a little blurry because it's been a bunch of years. But we were at the River Rave in Boston, VIP, the whole thing. We're up there, and it was a big deal show. Godsmack was playing. I'm trying to remember who else was playing that show. It was unbelievable. It was at Gillette Stadium. It was insane. One of the lawyers walks up to me. We're drinking beer in a red cup. The lawyers were Steve. There were two of them, so it was Steve and Steve. We called them the Steves, and they were a pain in the ass, and they always got into our crap. That's why there was never a second Opie and Anthony CD. We had a double CD ready to go. It was a couple years after we put out our first CD, Demented World, and the lawyers got a hold of it. We just wanna listen to this thing, make sure there's no problem. And I'm like, oh, here we go, here we go. They're like, no. And of course they came back and they're like, you can't have those on the CD. It got to the point where, like, kind of like the book thing, like, we can't put this out like this. And then I argued, I'm like, all this stuff was on the radio already. I know, that's the problem. What's the problem? If anyone comes to you, go, no, not all these bits were on the radio. Lie to them. You have no morals. Just lie to them. The people that are going to get us in trouble. So we're at the Boston River Rave. We were guests of Oedipus backstage. This is, you know, years of Steve and Steve just slashing. You can't do this anymore. You can't do that anymore. You can't do this or this or this or this. And, you know, it was like a party atmosphere, you know. A lot of times I personally would be yelling and screaming at these guys. They were just annoying. And we would have to fight for every bit. And we lost most battles at this point. But Steve looks at me. He goes, hey, Ope, I just want to thank you. I'm like, thank me? Why? He goes, for the new wing on my house. Because of our show, we gave Steve and Steve, the lawyers, so much business that one of the Steves put a whole addition onto his house. That was the money he was charging CBS Radio because of our shenanigans. So the Marco bit with him going to, you know, Hilton Head in South Carolina to try to win the NSYNC tickets when he was a true New Yorker. He didn't want anything to do with Hilton Head in South Carolina. So that bit went out there, no issues, made our show even bigger, made the company even more money. Everything was just fine. And then the lawyers got involved, like I said, and started slashing everything. And that's why regular radio stinks to this day, because they handcuffed every single radio personality. They couldn't do anything anymore on radio. And look, some of the stuff we did was right. They call it on the line, right on the line. And our job was to go over the line and come back quick. Go over the line, come back quick. The deal is, if you went over the line of radio and hung out there, that's very problematic. if you're a really good radio guy back in the day, you knew where the line was, and the great comedians knew how to do this too. You went over the line and quickly got back. That's the key to a lot of this stuff. You know, the guys that were so stupid and just went, no, I've got to hang out over here. Those guys were the first to go and get fired. But anyway, so they got rid of all the really, really good stuff that made the Opie and Anthony show shine in the early days. But we were able to readjust, obviously, and reinvent ourselves. We had to reinvent ourselves constantly. But so then satellite radio said, come on over here. You could do all that stuff and more. And that's why satellite radio was appealing. And then we went over to satellite radio and was doing all the stuff that we weren't allowed to do anymore in regular radio. And it crushed regular radio. And then the same thing with Howard. Howard's like, wait a minute, I'm handcuffed over here. I'll go over there and I'll be able to get away with so much more stuff. And regular radio saw all this coming and just completely ignored it. And that's why they stink now. Absolutely stink.
Boo 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 bo